the Six Songs podcast from Hamilton Underground Press.
Testing, testing. We won't actually know if it's working until later on, but let's proceed. Ever the professional. Hello, this is the Six Songs podcast. An idea that we've completely ripped off, but never mind. I'm RP Shirehorse.
And I'm Ian Duggan. I feel I should use a pseudonym.
A pseudonym. What would that be?
I don't know. I'll just go with my own name.
Dion Uggan. Dion. Well, Dion. No, maybe not. I don't know. Is it important? Perhaps not. But it should be. Anyway, so Six Songs podcast. We've got a podcast we've been listening to called Three Songs. And we've just changed the name of it, basically. But it's basically us guys bringing songs in to play and have some sort of reason why we're doing so. And each song has a different... So we have to have one song that has something to do with Hamilton, one song which is a New Zealand related song, and then one is just random other or whatever. That's right, isn't it?
That's, yeah, basically.
That's what we agreed?
I think so.
The rules of engagement?
Well, I think I think my songs fit that anyway.
Good. Time will tell. And if they don't, who really cares? for both people listening to this, one of which is probably called Gareth. Hi, Gareth. Anyway, so Paper, Scissors, Rock. For the first song, who gets to go first? Ready?
All right.
I'm rubbish at this. Ready? Yeah. Hey. Oh, and how do you do paper, scissors, rock? I go, da, 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 da. As in paper, scissors, rock. Yeah?
Okay.
How's this at home? This is good television. Ready?
Paper, scissors, rock.
Oh, I win. Okay. So my track's going first.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm just going to remind myself what my track is. It's actually someone who's playing... coincidentally at Future City Festival. Now the other day I actually have this album behind me. It's by The Changing Same, which of course is Matthew Bannister's band, not Sneaky Feelings, but another band of his, and he's playing at Future City Festival. And I bought this album the other day, and this song is really, really cool. I'm going to play it and then talk about it a little bit after that. This is called Repeat After Me.
To what I am saying, repeat back to me what you think you are playing at. You know that it's true that I really love you. I don't know what to do. Tell me a story about your condition. You don't mean to hurt me, it's just an addiction. Repeat back to me so I know you can see what you're doing to me. One, two, three. Follow me. It's as easy as you wanted it to be. We'll be right back.
Very cool. Let's repeat after me. By the Changing Same, who are playing at Future City Festival next March. Woohoo! Oh, bird just flew into the window. Live action on the First Six Songs podcast. Shit, is that bird all right? That was mad. Oh, here we go. Another one again. Oh, we're under a it's like Hitchcock. Far out, man. That was bizarre. Anyway, yes, The Changing Same. I really like that song.
I liked it as well. Yeah. To my shame, I have never actually listened to this Changing Same album.
How very dare you? Well, as I was just saying to Ian, this doesn't perhaps build it up as much as it should, but this was in the bargain area. $2 I paid for this album at JB Hi-Fi not too long ago, along with lots of other nice albums. But it's really good. Really good. And so Matthew Bannister is obviously guitar, bass, vocals. Stan Jagger and Nick Johnston. So Stan played drums and Nick played keys. I remember seeing them actually. It's just come to mind. They played, you might have been there, on the back of a truck at Hillcrest Park. Did you go to that at all?
I didn't see that, no.
It's quite bizarre actually. And yeah, very much enjoyed that. So and just one reason to come to Future City Festival in March.
They hadn't played in a few years, have they? But I saw that they actually supported Sneaky Feelings recently.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
During the tour. Not here in Hamilton, but I think right? Down south.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. I wonder what the lineup was for that. Anyway, very, very cool song. There is also another track on here called Hillcrest. We should have more songs about areas. Maybe Bitters of Feet can have a song called Huntington.
Yeah, there are a few nice, like few good songs about Hamilton.
Are there?
Yeah. Chris Thompson wrote one called Hamilton, which is
the greatest little town in New Zealand.
That's the one, yeah. There was a Spatula of Death who wrote a song called Walking Through Hamilton.
Oh, really?
A few years ago. And yeah, I think there are others as well that at least mention Hamilton.
These need to make an appearance in future six songs.
They should.
I think there's a theme coming through here. Anyway, enough banter, otherwise this will go on for far too long. But that was quality stuff. Your first song.
All right.
What have you brought?
All right. So my first song, I've chosen Galveston, uh-huh. Who are a fairly new band from Auckland, and feature most notably Jeremy Eed, formerly of Garageland. Uh-huh. So Garageland, cool. Former Flying Nun band from 1992 to 2002, very popular in Hamilton.
Much loved, I think. Yeah.
Oh, very much loved in Hamilton. In fact, Contact 89 FM here sort of picked up on them quite early. They sent us their demos and, you know, had early songs like Nude Star and Pop Cigar and Come Back. And yeah, we picked up on them pretty quickly here in Hamilton.
Sounds very cool indeed. So what's the track called?
Okay, so this is their first release, released in October. This is Messed Around.
Congratulations to all the stations, the lovers and brothers and significant others. You really bought it on. You got a forest song. Yeah, I saw you yesterday. You said you had nothing to say, so you wrote it down. You said I'll get it down. Please.
that was Galveston's Messed Around.
I like that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, you know, undeniably Jeremy Eade singing there. You can tell the you know, the relationship to the old
Garageland songs.
That's
not, he has that feel, doesn't it? Probably a bit more of an older version, a maturer version, but
yeah,
lovely guitar hooks. Actually, I was trying to pick out there when we were listening today what it sounded like, but couldn't put my finger on anything. But very nice. Very pleasant indeed.
No, I think it's a good first up track.
Yeah, and, I would say so.
I think they've got a second single just released, or about to be released. Oh, so, cool. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where they go from here.
Yeah, we'll have to get them down and play a Hup show in the new year, maybe. That was really cool. Nice one. Right. So my next track, my second track, is by quite a famous band, actually. New Zealand band. So this is my New Zealand track, I should say. I have my Hamilton track. This is my New Zealand track. And it's by Flight of the Conchords. And again, it was a $2 bargain from a well-known music outlet that I won't bother keeping on banging on the drum about. But it's my first purchase of anything Flight of the Conchords. Are you into the Flight of the Conchords?
I am, absolutely. Well, yes. I certainly was when the TV program was on. And I
got that was ages ago now, eh?
It was a number of years ago. It must have been at least 6 years ago.
Yeah.
It was about 6 years ago when they last played here at Founders. And
did they?
Yeah, I went to that and was not long after my first kid was born. I think it was my wife and I's first trip out post-baby without baby. And we were front row. I queued in the morning to make sure I got tickets. I can't remember. I think I got there at 6 in the morning or something. Whoa. To queue to get tickets.
I did not know you were a super fan. This is good radio. That's really cool. Were they any good?
Of course they were, Rob. Of course they were.
Of course. Well, forgive my question. How good? Did you have hurt feelings at the end?
No. I certainly didn't have hurt feelings. Very good feelings at the
very
end.
Very good, okay. Well, this is a Hurt Feelings off the album, which is the album? I haven't got it here. That's amazing, isn't it? Anyway.
It's the second album. Whichever the name of the second album is.
Album 2. Flight of the Conchords and Flight of the Conchords and Hurt Feelings.
Some people say that rappers don't have feelings. We have feelings.
We have feelings.
Some people say that we are not rappers.
We're rappers.
That hurts our feelings.
Hurts our feelings when you say we're not rappers.
Some people say that rappers are invincible.
We're invincible.
We're invincible. But you are about to hear our true stories.
Real experiences.
Autobiographical raps.
Things that happened to us.
All true. Bring the rhyme.
I make a meal for my friends. Try to make it delicious. Try to keep it nutritious. Create wonderful dishes. Not one of them thinks about the way I feel. Nobody compliments the meal.
I got hurt feelings. I got hurt feelings.
I feel like a prize asshole. No one even mentions my casserole.
I got hurt feelings. I got
said something nice about my professor role.
Here's a little story to bring a tear to your eye. I was shopping for a wetsuit to scuba dive, but every suit I tried was too big around the thighs, and the assistant suggests I try a lady's size.
I got hurt feelings. I got hurt feelings.
I'm not gonna wear a lady's wetsuit. I'm a man.
I got hurt feelings. I got hurt feelings.
Give me a small man's wetsuit, please.
It's my birthday, 2003, waiting for a call from my family. They forgot about me.
I got hurt feelings, I got hurt feelings.
The day after my birthday is not my birthday, Mom.
I call my friends, say let's go into town, but they're all too busy to go into town. So I go by myself, I go into town, then I see all my friends, they're all in town.
I got hurt feelings, I got hurt feelings.
They're all lined up to watch that movie, Made in Manhattan. Have you ever been told your ass is too big?
Have you ever been asked if your hair is a wig?
Have you ever been told you're mediocre in bed?
Have you ever been told you got a weird shaped head?
Has your family ever forgotten you and driven away?
Once again, they forgot about Jay.
Were you ever called homo cause at school you took drama?
Have you ever been told that you look like a llama?
Tears of a rapper.
Don't wanna make a rapper cry, then watch what
I'm
you say.
I'm crying tears of a rapper.
Pouring like the bullets of my eye.
Go pray the tears of a rapper.
These are the tears of a rapper now.
These are diamond tears of a rapper.
These are the bulletproof 24 karat gold tears of a rapper.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Six Songs podcast from Hamilton Underground Press.
Hurt Feelings by Flight of the Conchords off the album I Told You I Was Freaky. There we go. I like that a lot.
I do like that. I love... But both those albums are really good. I've got to say, I prefer the first album to this
one. Oh, really?
But, yeah.
I don't have the first one. Like I say, that is the only Flight of the Conchords, but I must get the first one. The reason I picked it is because I went on a bullying course. Not how to bully, but at the end of term, I'm a teacher, as some people will know. And it was very interesting, and feelings were very much a thing. So when I saw this, played this song the other day, I thought, oh, I'm going to play that because it's relevant to my thoughts at the moment on how to prevent hurt feelings. And of course, it's a bloody good, funny song. But were they were obviously good live. You've already lambasted me for asking the question.
Yeah, no, they were excellent live.
And did they mention anything Hamilton-esque?
They did. They did. They talked about Hamilton. I mean, this is several years ago, so yes. You know, pulling it out from the depths of my memory, but I do seem to remember them talking about playing in Hamilton with a little bit of trepidation because I think there was a fight in the audience the previous time they played.
Well, it was pretty raucous stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
A fight? Oh my God.
They don't seem like, you know, they're not exactly the most punk band. You know, no, you don't expect. I don't know whether. Maybe that was the inspiration for that song. Let's hope so.
So it started here in Hamilton way back. There you go. Hurt Feelings by Flight of the Conchords. Oh, bloody hell, that's kind of mad. Anyway, we're halfway through the podcast. We're doing well here. This is good content. Your second song.
All right. My second song is by Anecdata. So this is a sort of Hamilton-related project of Dan Satherley. It's sort of 80s sort of electro-pop type style. And he really likes to sort of write songs mostly about kind of conspiracy theories more than anything. Right. So yeah, I quite like this one. I like lots of songs about conspiracy theories. But this one's called Anti-Faxes. So as the name might suggest, it's about anti-vaccination people. But having the fax instead of vax in there, obviously, you know, it's really a critique of the anti-vaccination unit.
Gotcha. Right, I'm going to listen carefully to the words. So this is Anecdata. We'll be right back. That's very cool. I like that.
Yeah, it really appeals to me. It sort of, it appeals to the rationalist in me, the lyrics, but it's also, I don't know, it feels quite sci-fi. So yeah. I kind of like that, you know, it's kind of 80s new wave, but also kind of quite sci-fi. So I like that in it, yeah. So as I mentioned, yeah, Dan Satherley, former Hamiltonian, has been living in Auckland for quite a number of years now. And that one's off his brand new album, You Do Not Do, and it only came out on the 10th of December.
Oh, so really?
Very, very fresh.
Oh, right. Was that 11 days ago? That is fresh.
It is very fresh.
Well, we are so with it.
Yep, trying to...
Something like that. Oh, very Gary Newman. I got a big, heavy Gary Newman feel there.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of sort of, 80s sort of synth pop influences in there. But I think he does it very, very, very well.
Yeah, I reckon. I enjoyed that a lot.
Hmm.
So the whole jet, so he is he basically saying, with the theme of the song, that you should vax your kids. Don't be with all this anti-vax nonsense.
Absolutely.
Is he? Right, okay.
Absolutely.
That's interesting. Yes. We could have a debate about that, couldn't we?
No, for I ages. Hope not.
Well, yeah, okay.
I hope it wouldn't get too heated. Yeah. So lots of his songs he talks about, sort of these conspiracy type theories, which I quite enjoy.
Yeah. It was Radio Over Moscow, wasn't it, his last thing? Is that right?
So, basically, it's changed name. So, Radio Over Moscow is now Anecdata, and before Radio Over Moscow, it was called Lunar Spark. So
I remember that.
Through time, as he's, I don't know if he's changed in style that much, but I think he keeps feeling that he needs to sort of dissociate his older stuff from his newer stuff and change his names to do that. Yeah, but he's also got a side project called Dharma Police as well, which he sings all about the TV show Lost. Like, that's the lyrical themes in there. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a very interesting listen. I must give that more ear time. Right, my last track is a random one that I have chosen for no other reason other than I like it a lot. And it's by a band that I got hold of I don't know how many years ago. Did you ever write reviews for the Waikato Times music ones?
No.
I don't know how I fell into that, but I ended up doing that for a while. And this is one of the albums that I reviewed. And I've played this song a lot since. I'll talk about it a bit more after. But it's by Deer Hunter and it's called Never Stops.
I had dreams that tried. Thank you.
The Ear Hunter never stops. What do you reckon?
That was quite lovely.
Quite lovely.
Yeah.
I thought it might be up your alley.
They
so
sound
to speak.
Quite British, but they aren't British.
No, they're very American. I don't know how you're very American, but they are American.
Yeah. So to me, quite sort of shoegazy, sort of British. So.
Yeah. So while that was playing, I cheated and looked up. So that was 2008. That album, Microcastle, or Microcastle, I guess you might say. And Bradford Cox, the main fella from it, also does something called Atlas Sound, which I did know, but I'd forgotten until I just looked that up. But yeah, I really like that song. It's on a few different mixes I've done for myself over the years. That's a good song. Anyway, there we go. Never Stops.
I thought my song was contentious, but I imagine a name like Deer Hunter would upset a few vegetarians.
Probably so. Yes. Yeah, I can't offer anything even anecdotal about that. I imagine so, yes. So we're down to the last song of our six songs in the first episode. How do you think it's gone?
I think it's gone not too bad. I think the listeners need to decide, though.
I'd listen.
Need a voting, polling button.
Should we do that? I don't even know how we do that, but we'll try and do that. Okay.
Is it any good, yes or no?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, no, not sure, can't be asked. So your final song.
All right, I'm going for a classic Hamilton song.
Oh.
For my third song. So I don't know if you know this song or not. It's Disguy by Tweeter.
No.
And it was probably released on an album before it came out on the compilation Year Zero, one of Scott Newth's compilations that he put together. So it was released on that compilation in 2001 anyway.
Cool.
So it featured Richie Ranham as lead singer, but probably sort of... The thing that defines the sound for me is the keyboards, and so and the keyboards are by Grant Brody. So we'll listen to it first, and then you'll form an opinion, and then we can talk about it. Grant Brody, brother of Scott Brody from Grok. Grant Brody of Grok. Yes,
he plays keys.
Sorry to correct you.
He had that amazing Moog
setup,
which was when they played at Navarra Lounge a while ago.
Absolutely,
that was cool. Oh, cool. Right, so this is Tweeter and
this guy.
I like that a lot.
So do I. I find that to be probably one of my favourite Hamilton songs of all time.
That's really cool.
It's got a slice of perfect pop, I think.
I was going to say, it's very poppy, but quite noisy as well.
Yeah.
I can imagine. So 2000, when did that come out? 2001?
Well, it was probably pre-2001, okay. So it came out on the year Zero compilation 2001, right. But it may have been on the album prior to that, yeah, as okay. Well. I think Grant Brody and his keyboards, I think, are kind of a defining feature of that song, and was pretty much a defining feature of all the bands he was in. So he was in Dribbly Cat Attraction before that.
I've heard of this band, yeah.
Yes, with...
great name.
Yes, with Stephen Neville, who is records under Pumice, who was playing at Future City
Festival. That's right. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, I love this. Education.
Yeah. And, of course, Grok as well after that, as I almost incorrectly told you wasn't in earlier, but of course he was in Grok and integral part of that band as well.
Cool. A very, very neat song. Thank you for bringing that. I think that's a cool six songs.
I think that was a good first effort.
Yeah. I like that. Like a C+. C+. Could do better. Must do better. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening. We're going to try and do these a bit more regularly, aren't we?
Unless
we've just gone, actually, that was a bit shit. But it's been quite good fun. Anyway, thanks for listening. This has been Six Songs. See you later. Was the Six Songs podcast from Hamilton Underground Press. You can find us online at hamiltonundergroundpress.com.